Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Central Michigan Chippewas 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing for free today and let it ride.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, yes! Woo-wee. Welcome! Welcome to the College Football Experience Central Michigan Chippewas preview. Chippewa! Chippewa! Petty
Is
C.
Is that the official noise that a Chippewa makes?
That's the noise. That's the noise. If you're wondering who the hell this bozo is talking to you, well, my name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Yes, we're talking Maction. What better time of year? We're about to get the football season going. That's about the only better time of year, but previewing it is a bundle of fun, and I love talking Central Michigan football. But before we dive into the Chippewas, I am joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh! Well.
Oh yeah, buddy.
I mean, right now there should be a highlight film of our greatest clips on the TV. That's the only thing that this music should ever have.
I agree. We're working on that. Shout out to the movie Major League. I think best sports movie ever. I'm just gonna go ahead and say that. Wow. But
bold statement.
Let's talk a little Chippewa football, Patty C, because I mean, actually, let's wait on this. Huh? Let's just do this. This is Central Michigan. This is the Chippewas. I mean, recently, Patty C, 9-4 last year. In the COVID year, they were just 500. In 2019, they were 8-6. You go back to 2017, they were 8-5. You go back to 2009, they were 12-2. 2006, 10-4. This is a rich program, Patty. See, Antonio Brown went here, your boy.
Yes, something like that. Some solid coaches, or at least one, two, maybe three very solid coaches.
Yeah, I mean, they've had from Dan Enos to John Bonamigo, Jim McElwain, Brian Kelly, Butch Jones, Dick Flynn. I mean, just look, man, this is a proud program, and I'm excited to talk Chippewa football, Patty C. They've been to 13 bowls. All right.
Ever? No.
Well, yeah, ever. Yes. 7 conference championships.
That's kind of crazy because, I mean, I guess,
well, you know, they started their football program in 1975,
yeah,
or at least in the FBS. So
for a team that's made a bowl all but 5 of the last 16 years, you would think they'd have had a much richer bowl history.
Well, back in the day, if you go to like 1985, there was like 5 bowl games.
That's true.
That's the difference.
That's true.
That
tough
is
for
the
a
difference.
MAC team to make it up there. But even still, looking back at prior to 2004 or 2004 and before, they really didn't have many winning seasons in their history. Back in the 80s, they were okay. The 90s were a tough period for them, I'll say. But a little rebound under Brian Kelly and Butch Jones, up and down since, but mainly up. It's a good program.
Mainly up. It is a good program. And I think if you were to take a peek at what people were expecting this year from the Chippewas, I think they're, if you're a Chippewa fan, you're saying MAC championship or bust in another bowl game. And we'll dive into it, but I'm excited to talk Chippewa football with you. Okay. So at the quarterback spot, if you are a Central Michigan fan, you should be thrilled because Daniel Richardson is back, and he's back with his offensive coordinator, Paul Petrino. Brother of Road Rash Face, Bobby Petrino.
And man, do they look like twins.
And so get out. If you're in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, watch out for the motorcycle. All right. Watch out for that guy on the motorcycle just giving somebody a ride home. That ain't Uber. All right. No, I mean,
come on.
Shout out to Paul Petrino. He's a good coach. Shout out to Bobby Petrino too. I like Bobby Petrino. Stories like that are great. They were 35th in scoring offense a season ago, Patty C, 51st in rush offense, 29th in passing offense, 24th in total offense, a top 25 offense in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. I love
it. Solid. Daniel Richardson, good for the third highest passer efficiency rating in the conference.
And guess what? Lou Nichols is back at running back. This guy is a fucking beast. I thought for a minute we were going to get Lou Nichols because he emerged because Kobe Lewis got injured, right? Lou Nichols went off on the college football world. And I thought we're going to get both running backs back this year. Not the case. Kobe Lewis hit the portal a couple weeks ago and landed with the Purdue Boilermakers. We'll talk more on the portal in a bit.
Pretty nice when your backup can go start for a Power Five program. That's because
they're doing the right
thing.
Your
starter led the nation in rushing last year.
Led the nation in Lou Nichols. All right.
1,848 rushing yards.
I think the offense is going to be fine, Patty. See, when you look at this, returning Richardson, returning Nichols, they get one of two back. Yes, they lose Khalil Pimpleton, who was a fucking beast as well. Came out early, didn't get drafted.
Good receiver.
Don't make those mistakes, people.
And return, man.
But they have Dallas Dixon back at wideout, and they also hit the portal to grab another wideout since Pimpleton left. We will talk about that in a bit. Their tight end Joel Wilson is back. And 3 of 5 on the offensive line are back, led by center Jamez Kimbrough, who's all MAC. They did lose both tackles, though.
Both drafted in the first 3 rounds of the draft.
That's impressive. So maybe your backups are pretty solid.
Let's hope.
On the defensive side of the ball, Rob Akey, he's got his work cut out for him a little bit. I mean, pretty good considering you're a MAC school, but 60th in scoring defense, 18th in rush defense, 112 in pass defense. Though circle that one. 67th overall, though, Patty C. So middle of the road.
Yeah.
But only 15 takeaways last year. They got to turn the rock over a little bit more. Yeah. All right. Now, here's the problem. Only 3 starters are back on defense, Patty C. Is that a, I mean, if you're 102nd in pass defense, you would think, okay, maybe we got the bad guys out of there, but I don't know. Overall, I think it's a pretty solid defense, especially considering you're in the MAC.
I think generally speaking, you want returning starters, even if you're a bad defense. I think if you're a bad defense and you lose players, they're probably, if you had good players behind them, they would have been playing, you know?
Well, we'll see, because I mean, they're just bringing back 1 of 4 on the defensive line. Then as Jacquez Bristol, breaking in new cornerbacks and new linebackers. They are returning both safeties, Relian Sturkey and Dante Kent. Both their kicker and punter are back. They were a fire special teams a year ago.
I think 2 years ago they were both first team all conference, but even last year they were both pretty solid.
10 kicks above beyond 40 yards. I mean, look, the special teams, what was that nugget with their return yardage?
Oh yeah. In terms of punt returns, and a lot of this obviously has to do with Pimpleton, but they were number one in the conference at 20.3 yards per return. The next best team was Ball State at 11.3.
Yeah, that is dominating.
No one else.
Absolutely dominating.
Yeah, no one else had over 10 yards per punt return. So something in that special teams playbook was working for him.
I mean, that is pretty impressive right there. Okay. We're going to talk recruiting, transfer portal, and the schedule and Vegas expectations in a bit here. But first, I got to get us paid. I want to tell you that the College Football Experience Central Michigan Chippewa season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Trade Coffee. Yes, Trade Coffee connects customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. These are independent businesses from big cities and small towns. All right. I mean, come on, you got to love that. And guess what? This thing is expert tasted. All right. Trade Coffee's team actually taste tests thousands of coffees, and they keep 450 different kinds live and ready to ship out every day. Mm. That's impressive. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free, people. Load up. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP or let Trade Coffee find you a coffee that you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Yes. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IP Vanish VPN to make it truly easy to stay private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your passwords, your emails, your communications, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP on your phone and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right. We are back talking Chippewa football. Now, Patty C, you know, a lot of people say the transfer portal is terrible for college football. The NIL, the small schools are going to suffer. And I find that statement to be inaccurate in most cases.
Yeah.
In most cases.
What are you leading us to here?
However, in this case, I see a team that got absolutely raided by the transfer portal, and they only brought in, by my records, one player. He is a projected starter, though, and that is wide receiver Carlos Carrier.
From Maryland.
And this guy was kind of a baller last year. He had over 100 yards against Indiana. So it was a big get for them. But they did lose Kobe Lewis to Purdue. They lost their cornerback Damian Hill to Florida Atlantic. They lost their linebacker Troy Brown to Ole Miss. Also lost linebacker George Douglas to Southern Illinois. Safety Devonnie Reed to South Carolina. Defensive lineman Tico Brown to Missouri State. Quarterback Jacob Sermon, who had came in from Washington to Northern Colorado. Linebacker Amir Sadiq to Charlotte. And that one was big because he was
one of the guys that was really able to get after the quarterback and get sacks. Safety Willie Reed to Florida International, and they got about five or six other guys in the portal that haven't landed yet. Yeah, gonna go ahead and say
that's taking an L.
That is a mid-major completely getting raided.
Well, the weird thing about that is you have Jim McElwain, who has big time SEC experience in his coaching past. And so if anyone would probably feel comfortable going out and getting recruits and getting transfers, you would think you would have the more experience. A guy like Lance Leopold, who, you know, that wasn't his deal coming up through the division, what, three ranks?
Yeah, well, Wisconsin Whitewater, yeah.
You know, but McElwain, that should be his stomping grounds, but not very good. 140th overall and ninth in the conference as far as the transfer rank for this season.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I look and I mean, how do you get out of that hole? That's a lot of talent. I mean, that went to key programs. How about recruiting overall?
Recruiting overall, again, McElwain has done a nice adjustment. Like they've improved. They went from 5 years ago, 121, 101, 117, but the last 2 years, 89 and 99. Within the conference, that's been good for 8, 6, 8, and then 2 and 3 over the past 2 years.
Jimmy Mac.
So, you know, they should be creeping up the Mac standings in the future, in the coming years.
I mean.
But as for this year, they're still kind of middle of the pack in terms of overall talent.
Well, their expectations are there to go far, buddy. So let's hop into this.
Well, at the key positions, I think you're right. I think between quarterback at a 4-to-1 touchdown interception ratio, and then a running back leading the nation in rushing. Bringing that back, that's a nice look for this year.
Should Jim McElwain be a Power 5 head coach? I think he should.
Yeah, I mean, his coaching history, if let me pull that real quick. Colorado State has 2 10 win seasons. Florida, underwhelming, a 9 and 8 win season in 3 years, but that 3 and 4 stretch in 2017, not so good. And then Central Michigan, no losing seasons, an 8 and 9 win season there. I think that is. I think he's a fringe Power 5 coach.
I think you should hire me your Power 5 coach.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like, I mean, there's a lot of programs out there. I think he's good enough to get the job done. We'll see what he does with Central Michigan here. Central Michigan fans are saying, shh, shut up, Colby. Want to keep him here winning in Mount Pleasant, Patty C.
That coaching staff, interesting. You got McElwain from Montana. You got Petrino from Montana, and you got Akey from Colorado Springs, all around the same age, 55 to 60 years old. They're like a little mountain brotherhood there.
Can they win the MAC this year, Patty C? Will they win the MAC this year?
Oh, that's a great question. We should dive into that schedule.
Let's dive into it. Las Vegas is saying the Chippewas over under is at 7.5 wins. And I'll be honest, on first thought, I said, I lean over.
I'm thinking the same thing too.
But let's dive into the schedule, because
the non-conference slate is a little tough.
It is. It is. Thursday, September 1st. You better believe here at SGPN Studios, God's Eye will be rocking with this game here. Central Michigan at Oklahoma State. And if you don't remember the last time they played, this was what you call a heater.
Yeah. One of the more controversial plays in recent history.
So Central Michigan won in Stillwater, I don't know, 5, 6 years ago, whatever it was, 3 or 4 years ago. How long was that? Five, probably. Mm-hmm. Probably 5 years ago. They won on a Hail Mary where it should have been a 10-second runoff the play before. The refs missed that. They then were able to call hike and throw a play or and throw a pass, which got caught for a touchdown. It was an incredible ending. I know Mike Gundy was furious.
Throwing it over the back of his head, right?
Yeah.
He's like getting tackled and he just launches it over the back of his head and some guy catches it.
Yeah, it was just great.
Super lucky, but amazing ending.
A win is a win is a win, all right? And so I actually think this game might be fun.
That was 2016, so.
5 years ago, I said. There you go.
There you go.
So yeah, watch out, watch out. I'm sure Mike Gundy's been waiting for this one, saying, damn it, we want these guys. Patty C, do they make it a clean sweep in Stillwater?
That would be so great, wouldn't it?
It would.
Talk about chapping Mike Gundy's ass. I don't think it's going to happen. You got to figure the Cowboys get revenge here.
I agree. Spencer Sanders is back. They do lose their defensive coordinator, Jim Knowles, but Derek Mason's coming in. I have to take Oklahoma State here. Week two, Fun Belt Sun Belt action at Kelly Short Stadium. Got to be one of the worst names for a stadium. Sorry, Central Michigan, but what is that? I don't even understand it. But the South Alabama Jaguars are coming up to Mount Pleasant, Patty C. You know what?
South Alabama 5-7 last year. Again, Central Michigan 9-4 last year. Should we take a look at what happened with Central Michigan last year before we go any further?
Yeah. Look, last year they were a solid team.
Yeah, their losses were to SEC teams early on.
By 10 to Missouri at Missouri.
Yep, and they lost kind of bad at LSU, 4 touchdowns.
Oh man, they almost won every game since October 9th. Their one loss was a 1-point loss to Northern Illinois.
To the conference champion, Northern Illinois.
And I don't know if you remember watching that, Patty C. Well, me and you were watching this together. Central Michigan got in field goal range to win the game. Central Michigan was up all game.
Yeah.
Northern Illinois took the lead. Central Michigan traveled back down, got, and the holder missed it. Fumbled the snap.
That was the start Fat Albert's great run there.
Yeah, Thomas Hammock.
But yeah, ended up beating Wazoo in the bowl game, in the Sun Bowl. Nice little finish to the season for Jimmy Mack.
So, Patty C, I'm going to have them beating South Alabama.
Obviously. You have to.
1-1.
Yep.
Then Bucknell, the Bison, come to town.
Bucknell last year, 1-10.
Their offense is terrible. I'm taking Bucknell. I'm sorry. I'm taking Central Michigan.
Thank you for clarifying.
I'm taking Central Michigan. 2-1. You have 2-1 too, Patty C?
Yes.
Then they're at Penn State.
This one's a fun one.
It is a fun one. Any chance for a little upset special?
You have to figure Penn State is just so far above them talent wise, but this is the kind of game. Penn State's the kind of team that lets a Central Michigan hang around.
Yeah. So
and Central Michigan's the kind of team that does hang around. So I wouldn't be surprised if we have a game in the fourth quarter here. But obviously, if you're betting
taking
here,
Penn State, yeah. So 2-2 in September.
Yeah.
Now this is a back to back away, and unfortunately, they draw Toledo at the Glass Bowl. Man, I'm taking Toledo.
Look, Central Michigan won last year and has won two of the last three, but prior to that had lost 9 in a row. And
this is anyone's game, but I'm taking Toledo. After the week of Penn State, just a bad spot to catch to go to the Glass Bowl.
These are two of the better teams in this conference and usually pretty evenly matched despite that streak I talked about. I am taking Toledo too in the Glass Bowl.
So 2-3 after Saturday, October 1st, they're home to Ball State. Ball State replacing a lot. Drew Plitt is gone. I got Central Michigan winning this one.
Ball State 6-7 last year. That game's in at Central
Mount
Michigan.
Pleasant, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Central Michigan as well.
So we got it now at 3-3 through six. Then they go to InfoCision Stadium to take on Akron. Look, I go listen to our Akron preview. It's out. I am bullish on them being very improved this year, but Central Michigan's a horse of another color, Patty C. They take down Akron at InfoCision Stadium.
Does Joe Moorhead keep that game close, or is he?
I think so.
Year away.
I think
from
he might keep
that.
It a little close.
Okay, but definitely, even on the road, got to favor Central Michigan here.
So I got them at 4-3, and then they welcome your boy Scott Leffler, who you said might be the next coach of Virginia Tech. To Kelly Short's Stadium. I am taking Central Michigan.
Of course.
So what's that? 5-3?
5-3 and rolling in the right direction.
They got
the
a bye week now, and they go to Husky Stadium to take on Northern Illinois.
You say one of the tougher places to play.
I think it's the toughest. I think it's the toughest to play in the MAC.
There it is.
The fans are really good there. But
first of three straight Wednesday games here.
Yeah. And at Northern Illinois, look, they lost a lot. Rocky Lombardi is gone. I'm taking Central Michigan to get the dub.
I am doing the same.
Wow, 6-3. They come home to Mount Pleasant to take on Maurice Lindquist, Matt Myers and company, and the Buffalo Bulls. Our preview for Buffalo is out. Go listen to that. Patty C, I got this as a dub.
I'm going Central Michigan too.
So what do we have that was right now then? That's how many wins?
We had three losses. So if I'm pulling that over with two games left, what is that? Seven and three.
And the number is 7.5.
Ooh, with in conference rivals on deck, Western Michigan at home and traveling to Eastern Michigan.
I actually think there's a solid chance they win both of these because they get the better team in Kelly Short Stadium. Now, could Eastern Michigan knock them off? Could Western Michigan knock them off? Sure. But I'm taking the over. They're definitely going to go at least 1-1 there.
Three in a row versus Central Michigan. I'll lead that all time series.
Wait. Western Michigan.
Or, against Eastern Michigan.
Right? Okay.
And lead that series 32-13 all time. Meanwhile, Western Michigan, they lead 28-18 all time. Let me see what the recent activity in that series has been. Little hold up here. They won last year, but prior to that, lost 6 of 7 to Western Michigan. So,
but Western lost a lot.
Yeah, Western Michigan isn't the team they were before. I bet they go 1-1.
I think they're probably going to go
2-0 in that stretch. 2-0,
but worst comes to worst, I think they're 1-1. And they're on the over.
Or 9-3.
I think they're looking at a 9-3, 8-4 team. Now, obviously, the defense has to step up. And I'll say this: you know what could be a gigantic game is that that South Alabama game, because you're coming off OK State. If you were to lose that South Alabama game, I think it could put everything into question.
Yeah.
So it's a week two, big one for your over under, but I do like the over.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If they're to hit all of that, right? Conference championships not included in the over under. Correct.
No.
But do we think of this team? If we're talking about that, they've lost to Toledo. What's the divisional alignment here for the old Mac?
Well, you would have.
They are in the West, so Toledo.
I thought you were asking something different. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, they're in the West. So depending on what Toledo does in the remainder of their conference slate, they would be second place. But they could be first, because I think that's the only conference game we have them losing, right?
Yes. That's true. That is very true. It's a nice schedule for them. It really is, because they could in theory lose the Western or Eastern or maybe at NIU, but I still think it's a good schedule for
them.
They get the bye before NIU too.
Yeah. They'll be in contention for the MAC.
I'm on the over. Patty C's on the over. You are listening to the College Football Experience. Subscribe, tell a friend. We're breaking down all 131 teams. We love Maction. We think Maction Tuesday, Wednesday should happen every week of the season. Not this bullshit of like, hey, randomly start this on the last week of October. No, do this all year. All right. Sorry, but no one's gonna watch the Bucknell Central Michigan game besides the SGPN studios, which is where we reside. All right.
And you're not even going to be on the pupil. We're putting you in the corner of God's eye. Yes. You want that pupil action. You play on Wednesday in September.
Yeah, exactly. You will be on the pupil. Then you'll be on the big screen. Everyone will be watching it. We'll be betting it. It'll be a lot of fun. Athletic directors out there, listen to us. More weekday games is a win from the mid majors. All right.
5 weekday games out of 12, that's called slacking. We want what? Minimum 8. No,
the MAC should start as soon as MAC conference play starts.
Yeah.
I can understand Oklahoma State and Penn State, you're not going to be able to dictate your terms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Entire MAC slate should be Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
Yeah.
Even Fridays. But Saturday. Yeah. All right, you could even put it I remember in the early 2000s they used to put their games on Sundays. Shout out to the MAC. They were creative.
They find a way to get on that TV. Yeah.
So I'm on the over. Patty C's on the over. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the College Football Experience, because we're breaking down all 131 teams. Solo podcast for every single team in the land. You can follow us on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And if you want a nice College Experience t-shirt, make sure you give us a 5-star review on iTunes and take a screenshot and find and DM us there. On Twitter, I'm at the Colby D. Patty C's at Patty C831. NC Nick, third man in the booth, who's not on this episode. He's on Twitter at NC_NICK. And I think you'll dig all of our podcasts that we do. We also host the College Basketball Experience and the College Baseball Experience. We also host the USFL Gambling Podcast as that season heats up in Canton, Ohio. That is, we also, our platform has so many great, I mean, the CFL gambling podcast. You're in Michigan, you're not far from Canada. Check out the CFL gambling podcast. Check out the golf gambling podcast, the NBA gambling podcast, the MLB gambling podcast. Go on and on and on and on. NASCAR, maybe that's your cup of tea. We got you covered. Point is we have something for everything. So check out, get the SGPN app. It's free to download. You got no excuses. All right, folks, this is the Central Michigan Chippewas season preview episode on the College Football Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Run and shoot.